Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, October 29th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. We're just a few hours away from Apple's big iPad Pro and Mac event in Brooklyn, New York. That takes place tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And 9 to 5 Mac Ski Rambo has uncovered a second icon in iOS that shows what we expect to be the all-new iPad Pro. Back in August, during the iOS 12 beta period, Rambo discovered a blue icon with a white silhouette of what appears to be an all-screen iPad with no home button and no chin or forehead bezel. The new icon discovered offers a much more detailed look at the expected iPad Pro. The icon appears to confirm rumors of the home button being replaced with Face ID, the bezel having a uniform thickness around the display with a minimal design and rounded corners, and the edges of the iPad likely being squared off like the iPhone 4 and 5 design based on the power and volume button visibility from the front. Apple is also expected to offer both an 11-inch and 12.9-inch version of the new iPad Pro with USB-C alongside a new Apple Pencil and other new accessories. Rambo has also discovered through code that the upcoming ECG app that lets Apple Watch Series 4 take electrocardiograms may be available outside of the United States despite regulatory approval restrictions. The ECG app isn't available just yet, even in the US, but it appears that it will be tied to the system region settings, which can be adjusted on the fly, although this may cause other issues for regular use outside of testing. It's not clear if the ECG app will be ready for watchOS 5.1 for Apple Watch. The app hasn't been included in beta versions, but we hope to see it released this week in the US. Despite the update still being in beta, Apple published the user guide for iOS 12.1 on Friday, and carriers believe the update will launch on Tuesday with the eSIM feature for iPhone XS, XR, and XS Max included. Group FaceTime also appears ready to be released in iOS 12.1. Also, be sure to check out youtube.com/9to5Mac to see Jeff Benjamin's hands-on video with the new iPhone XR and its top features. And since it's Monday, let's check in with Bradley Chambers.
Hey, Zach. So my Saturday article was looking at the laptop I hope Apple announces from a IT manager's perspective. I know there's a lot of things that people care about with their laptops that, you know, when you're buying one, that's one thing, but when you're buying 100 or 1,000, that's a completely different argument. And so really the MacBook Air has still been the device of choices for enterprise and schools, and mainly because it's reliable, it's affordable, the default specs are really good, and the keyboard, you know, is, you know, still good, and it has USB-A. And the USB-C transition certainly has been difficult. So what I'm kind of hoping for, and again, if I had my complete wish, I would have, you know, probably still want USB-A ports, but I know that's not going to happen. But what I'm hoping for is that we see a 13-inch version of the MacBook with a new keyboard, certainly the 2018 MacBook Pro keyboard, but maybe even something new, but something that's very reliable. And then 13-inch new keyboard and then two USB-C ports. I think that'd be a great machine. Certainly I think that's within the realm of possibilities of something Apple may announce. One of the things that you have to think about when you're buying devices in mass is, you know, $100 here, $100 there can certainly add up the cost. And so one of my additional hopes is that the default storage will be 256 gigabytes. Even in some enterprise applications, 128 gigabytes can fill up pretty quickly. And so I'm hoping that 256 gigabytes is the default. And then on Sunday, I looked at really what's the state of Apple in the enterprise. I spent last week at the Jamf Nation User Conference, or JNUC as they call it. And, you know, I kind of had my opinions about what a lot of people thought about Apple in the enterprise, but it was really interesting to hear from, you know, IT managers from SAP, IBM, and then senior leaders at Microsoft. you know, kind of where they view it. And they are all really high on Apple in the enterprise. They say it's reliable hardware. It's getting a lot easier to manage and our users love it. And I think that's the key is IT departments are now no longer just buying what's easiest for IT. They see themselves as enablers with their organization. So the IT is kind of that culture change driver. And so it's really interesting, kind of where Apple's viewed at. You know, I really think Apple's march to the enterprise came with the iPhone in 2007, and then certainly when they added Active Sync support for Exchange servers in 2008 with the iPhone 2.0 software, CEOs and all the C-level executives, they wanted iPhones. So IT departments had to figure out how to make them work. And just over time with the iPad and then the Mac, it really just made Macs much more attractive. And now one thing as well that's really helped Apple in some ways in the enterprise is the rise of web apps. So certainly in the days when everything was a local Windows app, it was certainly more difficult to roll out a Mac. But now with everything moving to the web, it's just as easy to deploy a Mac as it is a PC. So check those articles out. There'll be links in the show notes.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily and Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.